Chapter 60. So, how did my investment do? Why your 10% return is bad, and why your 5% loss is great. If you finish a game of bowling, you can see your score. After you take the SAT, you can see how well you did. If you invest, you can see what return you got. Simple? No, it's actually not quite that simple. If I told you I just shot an 85, but I've never played a round of golf in my life, what would you think? If you knew anything about golf, and actually I know very little, a score of 85 is considered good. You'd probably think I was a natural and some kind of golf prodigy. You might even call me the next Tiger Woods. Speaking of Tiger, if he shot an 85, what would we think? Well, we don't have to imagine. He shot an 85 and it was nearly a CNN breaking news story. The media was all over this, saying it was the worst round of golf in his PGA Tour career. So, in short, my 85 would be exalted, but his was ridiculed. Same score, completely different interpretations. So let's bring this back to investing, because this is a fair question. How did I do? The question, though, is not complete. How did you do? Compared to what? Is the only legitimate answer. The real question should be, how did I do compared to other investments or portfolios like mine? Now that is meaningful. How is an 85 in golf? Kind of meaningless. How is an 85 in golf for a beginner? For a pro? Now that is meaningful. So how can you compare how you did with others? This is where you can look at indexes. Remember those baskets of investments that track a particular asset class? For example, the S&P 500 index is one of the most popular indexes, and it tracks how well large U.S. companies do. But there are also indexes for bonds, emerging market companies, energy companies, small companies, etc. There is an index for pretty much everything. So you can compare your portfolio against an index. And this is why you can be upset with a 10% positive return, but thrilled with losing 5%. How is that possible? Think back to 2008. The stock market did poorly. It was down over 30%. If you looked at the performance of your portfolio for 2008 and you were down 5%, you would be thrilled. You'd throw yourself a party. You were only down 5%, but the overall stock market was down over 30%. That's pretty darn good. But now fast forward a couple of years to 2013. You're looking at your portfolio and you got a 10% return. You think about throwing yourself a party, but compared to what is lingering in your head? So you look at what the stock market did overall. Turns out, it was up just about 30%. Suddenly, you don't feel in a party mood. Compared to what is key. Always come back to compared to what. If you see an ad for a mutual fund and they report, our fund was up 50% last year. Well, what question are you going to ask? Okay, but compared to what? If they invested in small Indian biotech companies focused on cancer cures, then let's see how the index for small Indian companies focused on cancer cures did last year. Up 100%? Then this fund, that one that you owned, underperformed. Up 10%? Then your fund is awesome. I'm being a bit facetious, but you kind of get the point, right? Compared to what? Always come back to compared to what? A discerning investment student may be thinking, this makes sense, but if my portfolio is invested in stocks, bonds, energy, and other asset classes, does it really make sense for me to compare just how the stock market did? So, let me address it. If I ask you to compare a steak from Denny's to a steak from Morton's, that's not really a fair comparison. The Denny's steak should be compared to maybe Caro's or Coco's. The Morton's steak should be compared to Ruth's Chris or Capital Grille. You have to compare apples to apples, or in this case, steaks to steaks. If you are a conservative investor with half your portfolio in bonds and the other half in stocks, it's not really fair to compare your performance with just stocks or with just bonds. You'd want to see how your stocks did against the stock index and how your bonds did against a bond index. This will give you a much better idea of how you did compared to similar investments. Remember, always come back to compared to what to really figure out how you did.